And so, beginning to move with awareness to an all fours position on your mat. In this position, check that your wrists are as wide as your shoulders and directly underneath them. Have your fingers well spread to give you good contact with the floor, and have the fingers pointing forwards to protect your shoulders. Allow your upper back to spread as you lift out of your wrists and shoulders, and at the same time, also allow your head to drop. Notice any release of tension from between your shoulder blades. In this position, you can see your knees. And so take a moment to check that they are as wide as your hips and directly underneath them. Bring your attention to your tailbone now and allow it to drop a little, drawing away from your low back. Noticing any sense of space in the low back as you explore this movement. This position is sometimes called tabletop position, and we are now ready to explore cat stretch. So on your next in-breath, begin to lift your tailbone. Bring your face forward so that you're looking forwards in a way that isn't compressing the back of your neck, and your tummy is dropping towards the floor. Although you're still maintaining that sense of lift from your arms, and your hips are remaining steady and stable. And breathing out, begin to reverse that tilt in your pelvis, spread the whole of your back towards the ceiling as you draw your tailbone under and your head becomes weighted towards the floor. You might like to also draw your belly button in towards your spine a little to bring some tone to your abdomen and work a little bit more in this pose. And so repeating a few times as you're able. Breathing in to bring a U-shaped curve into your spine, lifting the tailbone, bringing the face forward, dropping your belly towards the floor. And breathing out to lift and spread your back, holding steady at the arms and hips. And repeating again if you're able, noticing if your mind is becoming distracted and refocusing on the sensations in your spine and your whole body as you move in this cat stretch. And as you're ready, coming back to tabletop position, tailbone and head weighted and settling into your regular breathing pattern. Noticing any effect of this movement practice. And now we'll begin to look at some movements which will help to bring strength to shoulders and hips, as well as challenging your sense of balance. So allowing your breath to regulate. And lifting your head so that you're facing the floor directly underneath. And on the next in-breath, raising your right arm and stretching it in front of you, fingers reaching into the space ahead. And at the same time, and if you're able, reaching the left leg out behind you, either with your toes pointing away from your head or stretching out mostly with your heel so that your arm and leg are as parallel to the floor as you find possible. Notice your body as it works to hold your arm and leg in position. And also notice that your in-breath may help you to hold, lift and reach into the shape, while your out-breath allows you to soften into the pose and release any tension generated by the challenge. And when you've explored this shape and found your limit for today, return to the starting tabletop position and rest there for a few breaths if you need to, before repeating the movement to the other side. So breathing in and reaching the left arm forwards while lifting the right leg to stretch behind you. This time you might also like to explore bringing a little tone to your belly area, drawing your navel towards your spine, and notice how that supports your back and adds some stability to the shape. Hold the pose for a few breaths, if you feel that's right for your body, using your breath to help you by breathing and softening into any sense of challenge. Notice what you can work with for today, and when you're ready, release back into the tabletop position to rest and rebalance your breath. We're now going to move into a position lying on our front on the mat. Just notice if your mind has already taken you into that position, and bring your attention right back to where you are now. Consider how you would like to get yourself into a lying position. So perhaps dropping onto one hip and easing down from there. Or maybe taking your knees a little further back and hinging your elbows back towards the wall behind to lower yourself down. Just move mindfully now into lying on your front. And when you're there, position your hands flat on the mat at the level of your side ribs, fingers pointing forwards and elbows bent and directed towards the ceiling. Allow your forehead to rest on the mat or look towards the floor. We're going to work to build a little strength in the muscles of your upper back, using your breath to help you lift into the position. So using your hands to help you stay stable, on the next in-breath, begin to peel your forehead and front chest off the mat, noticing the muscles between your shoulder blades beginning to work and help you move. Breathe out and release back towards the mat. If you feel able, repeat this movement a few times, lifting up with the in-breath and releasing down as you breathe out. Remember that your hands are only there to help you stabilise, so notice if your arms are getting in on the act and pushing you up. Thank them for that support, but allow the muscles of your back to help you move up and return down with control. And when you've finished, coming to rest on your front on the mat again, using the backs of your hands as a little pillow for your forehead. Allow your breath to steady and regulate. Notice the effect of that work in the muscles of your upper back. And so moving now into Sphinx pose. Allow your hands to slide to either side of your forehead. And keeping your elbows down, press on your hands and begin to lift your face and front chest off the floor as you pivot your hands, fingers coming forwards, and direct the elbows under your lifted shoulders. Just take a moment to check that you're now in position for this gentle back stretch. So your forearms are parallel with fingers pointing forwards. Your elbows are as wide as your shoulders and directly under them. You can look forwards to a point on the floor a few metres ahead of you so that the back of your neck is long and comfortable. Draw the tailbone a little away from your low back and begin to notice any sense of space at the low back or a difference in the pressure against the floor. Allow your upper back to spread, lifting out of your shoulders, and breathe fully and steadily. Notice if there's any areas of tension or challenge in your low back in particular. And if so, it's possible to breathe into that area. And as you breathe out again, it might be possible to let go of some of the tension that's held there. It's also possible that this stretch takes you beyond your limit at the moment, and you might choose not to practice in this way for today. And as you're ready and on the next out-breath, gently lower your upper body back to the floor, finding a comfortable position on your tummy to rest for a few breaths as we prepare to move into child's pose. And so moving your hands back to the mid-rib position, fingers forward and elbows pointing towards the ceiling. Begin to tuck your toes under your feet with your heels directed up towards the ceiling and your knees resting on the mat. Notice that stretch across the soles of your feet. And on your next in-breath, keeping your knees on the mat, begin to press through your hands to help lift your bottom up and back towards your heels. Consider how your knees are coping and decide how far you can sink into this deep bend. You may prefer to revisit tabletop position on the way and stay there. Or you might choose to fold fully into child's pose with your bottom on your heels, toes tucked under, and arms either stretched ahead or brought to your sides with the backs of your hands at each side of your heels. Wherever you end up, take a few breaths here, noticing the effects of your practice. And if you're in child's pose, noticing the sensations of the deep fold in your body and the effect of that on where your breath is most noticeable. In a moment, we're going to move into a standing position. So notice again, if in your mind you're already there. And so coming back to where you are now, choose the most appropriate way to come to stand. From child's pose, you might like to press through your hands to come up into a kneeling position and move from there. Whatever you choose, remain focused on the movements of your body as you change position and move to stand.